Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions, including a great question from listener Michael over in the UK about a nice quick service meal in the beach club area. They're getting in late and don't want to waste time on a table service meal on arrival day. So let's see what we can find them for some nice counter service options over in the beach club area. That question and many more coming your way. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing down at my iPhone XS Max, and I can see that we're down to just 49 days to go until Marathon Weekend 2020. I'm getting excited, getting the miles in, and every time I place a phone call or post a message to social media, even get a text message, I can see how many days I have left to go until I get back to my favorite place. You can do the same. Check out these and other great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. As the holiday season quickly approaches, please bookmark our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're going to get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support everything we do here on the show throughout the year. So please bookmark it and use it often, especially this holiday season. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1566 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope that this week finds you well. Of course, here in the United States, next week will be a pretty sweet day. You know what that is, right, Ricky? What's next week, next Wednesday?
I'm going to guess next Wednesday is Mike Rallman's birthday.
Heck yeah, take the day off. Everybody thought we were going for pre-Thanksgiving. Nope. Boom. Nope. I'm just another year better.
I know what day it is. That's right. I did not get you anything, by the way.
I'm just saying. And it's on a Wednesday, so you can say, what day is it? What day is it?
Oh my gosh.
It'll be my birthday, so there you go. Yes. Anyway, we're going to have a good time today answering your list questions. Best birthday gift ever is just having you tuned in. We'll have a show, obviously, and answer your listener questions. So send those in. We've got a lot of great ones. But joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Oh, you are just such a huge dork, but that's okay.
1 year better. That's what I say.
That is true. You are definitely 1 year better.
I try. Yes. I am losing my sight. I'll be blind, I think, by next year. I went into the eye doctor to get new contacts about 3 months ago. And he's telling me, he's like, man, I'm telling you, you need bifocals now. I'm like, bifocals? That's like for 80-year-olds. Nope. And you know what? Now that I have these glasses, I'm like, oh my gosh, the one thing that would help me right now, bifocals. Because I can kind of see the distance. I can't read it when it's close. I'm like, oh Lord, he was exactly right.
He was right. I need old man glasses.
Sit them on the tip of my nose, just like an old teacher.
That's funny.
So you're just back from Walt Disney World. We're going to talk about that on Friday. So you brought the warm weather, right? No.
Yeah, no, I did not bring the warm weather. It was very chilly. Although I think I've been there when it's been colder, although that doesn't say much. But it was super chilly at Walt Disney World this weekend. I definitely bundled up in, hats, scarves, gloves, sweatshirts, all the above. I had, matter of fact, one day I had a sweatshirt on top of a sweatshirt, so that tells you.
Dude, I've done that many times in January. Yes. It's no joke. Florida cold, there's something about it, man. It is it just bites sometimes.
It does sometimes. I mean, I was comfortably cold. I've been there when I've been uncomfortably cold, but this time at least I was comfortably cold. So that was something, I guess. But it definitely was not that warm weekend that you were expecting when you go to Walt Disney World. Although, we saw plenty of people in shorts and t-shirts who either were trying to suck it up, being like, it's Florida, I'm going to wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, totally.
Or it was people who did not look at the weather before they packed. They're like, yeah, it's Florida, I'm going to wear a shorts and a t-shirt.
Those were the Minnesotans, and then the Floridians were in seven layers and long johns,
Correct. Exactly. My brother wished he had put on his long johns, and those were exact words that he said to me.
So before we get to the questions, I got to just drop this in here. Disney Plus launched last week.
Yeah.
You know, so we kind of guessed that nobody listened to our show last week. Who knows? I mean, we did have lots of downloads. I don't know if you listen or not.
Hey, I don't know either. Yeah.
As long as you download, I'm happy. So, you know, we like you listening, but I really like you downloading. Anyway, Disney Plus, man, I am loving it. I know some people had some technical issues with it, getting it launched. But, I mean, I have watched so many movies. I'm Mike the Movie Man. You know, I never watch movies. But, I mean, not on the weekends because it's football. But
yes.
Now that Tua's hurt, it's all a big mess and Mizzou's terrible. So I will have more time for movie watching. But the thing is, man, I've watched Star Wars Episode 4, 5, 6. I watched Rogue One. I watched the Muppet movie, the original. It was the first movie I ever saw in the theater with my grandma, Kermit and the Bog.
Nice.
Love that movie. Today, I watched for the first time The Rocketeer
because
Matt Parrish always talking about The Rocketeer. Love that movie.
I've actually never seen it.
Oh, it's a good movie. Good movie.
All right.
Like period piece, like from the 30s. I don't know how many pieces in that. And then also, I'm in the middle of Tron, like the original Tron. So I'm ready to ride the coaster. Dude,
yes.
I have watched Mandalorian, the Imagineering series. Incredible. Oh man, the iWork series, that is so awesome.
You know what's funny is I even like convinced my boss who bought Disney Plus to watch the Imagineering story. And he's like, dude, like that was really good. And I'm like, I know. See why I'm a Disney nerd?
Oh, man, I was about bawling at the end of the first episode. I'm like, dude, oh, stop. And then like when Bob Gurr was like up in the Matterhorn, like,
I know.
And they asked him, like, did you get to sign it yet? No, I didn't sign it.
No,
like, how did he not get to sign it?
Like, get him a mark. Like, no,
get the guy a marker.
Somebody give him a marker now. Like, don't even.
It was crazy, but it's so good. Like, I mean, I am not like a streaming person. We don't have Netflix. We did have CBS All Access because of Survivor and Big Brother and stuff, but I canceled that. And I'm all in on this Disney Plus, man. I'll be like a Siskel and Ebert here by Christmas. I'm watching all the movies.
Oh, I love that you're finally seeing Disney movies, though. Like, that makes my heart so happy. But I will say, while I was going to watch The Imagineering Story first, the first thing that I watched, I actually did watch Steamboat Willie. So I thought
that
would
be
appropriate to watch as the first thing because it all started with a mouse. And I was like, oh, that's really genius. So, yeah.
I did, too. And I had seen parts of it. I'd never seen the whole thing. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible Disney fan. You know what? That is a weird cartoon.
It is a weird cartoon.
I was like, is this
you
real?
Know what? In the time period, it was probably great. But yeah, it's definitely weird in our time period for
totally
sure.
Totally weird. I was eating breakfast. I'm like, and I'm watching on my little iPhone as I'm eating breakfast. I'm like, this is a weird cartoon. Like,
but it was so classic.
It was so classic. Like, I just thought he just sat there and whistled and drove the boat the whole time. I was like, this is whacked. This is crazy.
Nope, he's playing all kinds of musical instruments on animals, and you're like, oh,
so
okay,
weird.
Cool.
Anyway, we love you, Mickey. And actually, today's Mickey's birthday as we record.
It is. It is.
Happy 91, Mickey. You look great.
Yay, you do look good.
All right, Karnak up. Ready? Got to put it on my forehead. Here we go for everybody watching.
Let's go.
All right, peppermint and old sneakers.
What you smell like?
How you smell after riding Splash Mountain during Mickey's very Merry Christmas party.
That is good. Yes.
Thank you, Matt Burleson.
I did not smell like that after this past trip because I was not riding Splash. So
that's a good question. Good Karnak.
Too cool for that.
If you have a Karnak, send it in to mike@brguestpodcast.com. Matt sent that one in this week.
That's awesome.
All right. First question today from Michael over in the UK. It's about beach club, quick service, and tickets. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and it's been a great help in planning my family's next Disney holiday. We're staying for 2 weeks at the beach club next year, arriving on the day before President's Day. I'm wondering if y'all could help with a couple of questions I have. We're coming over from the UK, and I think by the time we arrive on the first day, it'll be around 6 o'clock p.m. I don't want to book a table service meal for that evening in case there are any delays. So I was wondering where you would recommend for a quick service meal that night. All right, here's the second question about tickets. But
where is he?
Beach club, somewhere where they can walk. Oh. I mean, obviously, if you don't, and I don't think they want to use a ticket that day.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
So Epcot's up. So where would you go? I mean, you got, and he doesn't want to make an ADR, so
yeah,
it's going to be busy because it's the day before President's Day. It's kind of a crazy weekend. I don't think you'd walk into beach clubs, what I'm saying. Or not beach clubs, Beaches and Cream.
Well, no, you're definitely, I mean, I know they're expanding it and everything, but we don't know how big it's going to be once it's fully expanded. So I don't know that you'll be able to walk in there. You might, though. You could always try. There's always ESPN. Which is an option.
Yes, and that's very American.
It is. It is. And actually, Mike, I just wanted to say, because we walked past ESPN on a Sunday, because I've never actually walked past it on a Sunday, and they definitely have, like, actual TVs out there for people to watch the game. They had a little bar out there. So, like, if anybody's ever looking for a spot to watch the game, like, this is definitely a spot. Now, of course, Super Bowl, maybe not, because it would be everybody and their brother trying to watch the game there. But if you have a game that you really want to see and you don't even want to go inside, you could potentially watch the game outside. So just
Oh, you know what? That probably is Super Bowl Sunday, the day before. Because the Super Bowl is in Sunday, and they're getting there the day before President's Day. Now it's probably Super Bowl's probably the week before. Yeah.
So there's also Big River Grill, which is on the boardwalk, and it does not take advanced dining reservations. So that's kind of a nice little bonus, because if you wanted to go there, that's definitely a place that you'll get in, because they don't take reservations. So if you want to sit down, I know you'll be able to eat there.
One other plan. The fountain over at the Dolphin, I think it is. It's one of them. I always get it mixed up, but it's really good.
I do too. Yeah.
It's got burgers and fries and shakes. It's kind of like a Beaches and Cream, but it's never busy.
That's true.
So look at the
I would kind of avoid I'm gonna be like weird and say I would avoid the counter service options. I just don't think they're that good over at Beach Club. And Yacht Club is okay with their new market, and then Boardwalk, it's again, just okay with their counter service options too. Nothing like blows me away. So I would definitely try for maybe a table service walk up when you get there.
You know what though? This past summer, Pam and I went out and we had a drink and we had these chicken, like buffalo chicken wraps at Hurricane Hannah's. They were really good. Like some fries. I mean, you wouldn't think they'd be good out there by the pool, but man, it was really good. Or else I was just really hungry, but I liked
it. You might have been. The Beach Club is not my favorite place for quick service. Like, it's really awful, and I don't know why they don't fix that, because it's just terrible. But that's just me, so.
Because of Epcot.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, in the second part, also, I have 14-day tickets, but as we are arriving and leaving on Sundays, we'll effectively have 15 days at Disney. We're likely to spend a couple of days at Universal and then a day at NASA, so we're not going to use our park tickets every day. Does that mean we'll be able to enter the theme parks on our arrival and departure days, as we won't have used the 14 days up? Or do they just count for 14 days from the first use? Any help you guys could give would be brilliant. Thanks, Michael. All right, so here's a question about the tickets, okay? Because tickets have changed for Walt Disney World for United States based guests now,
right?
Because we can't buy 14 day tickets. Ours are 10 days max here in the States. If your tickets, which I think they are, but I would double check and try to call whoever sold you the tickets on this one, because I'm not 100% sure, because I didn't sell you the tickets and you're from the UK. The way the tickets used to work, it was 14 days from the first use. So you would have 14 days to use them from your first use. You'd have your 14 days. So I don't think you would have that extra day. Now, the way the new tickets work for everybody, like, you have a start date on your ticket. So if you get them for February 10th, say, and you get a 5-day ticket, you get 7 days. You get plus two to use your days. If you got a 5-day ticket, you get 7 days to use your tickets. So, you know, if you got a 9-day ticket, you get 11 days, you know, 3-day ticket, 5 days, so forth. So it just depends. So I would check on that. I'm not 100% sure, because I'm not exactly sure what kind of tickets you have.
Right.
So have a good time, Michael. Safe travels. Have fun. All right. Next question is from Tia. She's from Pittsburgh. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. We're headed to Disney World in May of 2020 for an adults-only trip. We have the standard dining plan, but we think we may have a time constraint on using our fifth table service credit. Our question is it ever worth spending two table service credits for a dinner? If so, what do you recommend? We have been leaning towards GECO. Thanks for your expertise, and we love the podcast, Tia. Ricky, what say you? Do you ever go for signature meals on the Disney dining plan?
I mean, it's not the best use of a credit. But if that's what you want to do with your credit, then absolutely, I say go for it. I would make sure that get your money's worth out of it. Let's put it that way. If it was me, I would lean towards the more expensive things on the menu, if I was doing it that way. And GECO is a great choice, I think, for a two table service credit. So if that's where you're leaning towards, then that's what I would do. Personally, I probably wouldn't do it, but I like to get the most value out of my money that I can. So, I mean, you know, when you live with Mr. Fiscally Responsible, you kind of look at things that way. So personally, I probably wouldn't, but if that's what you'd like to do, then go ahead and do it that way.
What I think though is that this is the perfect situation to use a signature experience, because they're in a time constraint. They're going to have the credit. You don't want to, the last thing you ever want to do on dining plans is not use a credit. So
and
use it.
you can cash in the credit for snacks, but you only get three snacks. So it's not worth it on that end either. So yeah, if it's because of the time constraint and everything like that, I would say go ahead, go for it.
Jiko is a very cool experience. You could also go somewhere like Yachtsman. That's a really like upscale, really good meal. But also think about things like Hoop-Dee-Doo Review or the Luau at the Polynesian. You get dinner and a show.
That's a good point.
Boom.
Yeah.
And I know nobody likes the Luau. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, and also,
Brian actually walked past the Luau, like it was just starting.
It.
And when we were there this weekend, and he's like, that actually looked like it was kind of fun. I said, okay, well, we can talk about that.
I know you were down at Walt Disney World this past weekend, but I got to send a shout out to my buddy George and his daughter Monique out in Hawaii. I was watching on Instagram, like she had her, I can't pronounce it, I'm not Hawaiian, her, you know, like recital with his Mallory would have, you know, big ceremony where she's up there dancing. I'm watching, I'm like, man, she's a good dancer. Then all of a sudden, boom, here comes George and he's cutting the rug. I'm like, this is awesome.
George told me about that when I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He said he was going to have to dance. So good job, George.
He did.
I was awesome.
I'd have been freestyling, and he knew what was going on. So
no, he did good. He did good.
And also, well, I'm giving shout outs. I got to send a shout out to my good buddy Ben Lappin, one of the agents over at the Magic for Less, completed an ultra marathon this weekend.
Yeah. Good job, Ben.
Smokes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I run a lot, and that's crazy. So no thanks. Good job, man. All right, Amy's got a question here. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Happy holidays from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast crew. They do a great job.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Happy holidays.
I'm in the mood now.
I've been listening to all kinds of Christmas music for like 2 weeks.
I think we're going to put up the tree this weekend. We'll see.
Oh, man.
We'll
see. We can't do that until after Thanksgiving. My wife
would kill
me.
I usually don't, but like this year, because we, you know, we travel so much, like we're just like, let's just do it. So we'll probably do it this weekend. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's a question. What do you get for the man who has it all and is a runner and Star Wars fan? Or in this case, my husband. I need your advice on a couple of questions. I'm thinking about the Rival Run Challenge, right? Or just the 5K and spend more time at Flower and Garden as well as in Galaxy's Edge over the weekend since Rise of the Resistance will be open. I know the challenge is pricey, but I know the course maps have not, and I know the course maps have not been released. Do you think they will run us through Galaxy's Edge for the 10 or the half? So it might be worth it for him as a huge fan. Also, which hotel would y'all recommend on property for this particular race? If I was planning to splurge a little on this special Christmas gift for that most deserving man of mine. Thanks for the great podcast and wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving and a happy birthday that week for Mike. Look at that. Amy knows it's my birthday. I love it.
Wow. Look at that.
Yes.
Awesome.
And she's great on Instagram. Like always posting about coffee all the time and running, but mostly coffee. All right. So obviously last year, I don't know if you know, but last year I got the Princess Half Marathon weekend for my birthday. Best. Because I love experiences. Like I couldn't have been happier because I got to go down, run a race I'd never done. Got to be in the, you know, get my vitamin D on in February. Got to escape St. Louis for a few days. That's sweet. Got to see Scott. You know, it was just a great time. Man, the weather was awesome. Got to go to Festival of the Arts. It was just incredible. I say totally give the race, go for the Rival Run. We don't know. And I say, you know, if you're going to do it, get them the whole thing, you know, get them the big run. You know, cause you can squeeze in Flower and Garden. I wouldn't have, you know, not run a race cause you can be done with the race and still do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll run you through Galaxy's Edge. I don't know. I mean, cause when Rise of Resistance opens, it could be a nut house. Like, it could be like we thought it was going to be, you know, who knows? But I mean, it would be great. I don't know. You think they'll run them through Galaxy's Edge? I mean, we ran through Pandora last year or 2 years ago when I ran it.
That's true. I guess it depends on what time they would run you through and if they could clear the park in time for regular guests. So it depends on what time, you know, if they think they can get all the runners out by 9 o'clock or whatever, then I'm sure they probably would consider it. Honestly, I don't know. I think they would be foolish not to run through Galaxy's Edge, but with it being the first year it's open, they may not quite be ready to do something like that. So maybe they won't do it until the following year or after. But I mean, I say it's possible.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
say it's possible.
But I mean, the thing is, you know, they could sell out the races before they even announce the course. Just go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't run through there, it'll still be fun. You get all the cool stuff.
And it would probably be the half that they would do it for, not the 10K and not the 5K. For sure, definitely not the 5K.
I would guess. Yep. And hotel for a race that starts, I think Star Wars starts at the Magic Kingdom parking lot. It did 2 years ago when I ran it.
Okay.
I stayed at Wilderness Lodge, and that was really awesome. The bus was just boom there, and you know, it's kind of your least expensive deluxe option outside of Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of rooms there. But, you know, really, I mean, you're going to have the race transportation. She knows that. You know, you can get there pretty easily from any hotel. But Wilderness Lodge is where I stayed. But actually, that was when I was staying with Pam at the Copper Creek at the cabin. Right. That was awesome. I'll never stay there again.
Nope.
Stayed there, watched live PD from a cabin. What?
Jealous. It's fine.
I know. It's cool. But yeah, it was a quick bus ride. But really, anywhere is going to be
fun. I would say the Polynesian.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because, if you're going to go all in, let's do it. Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, but you can easily walk to the.
That's true.
To the start. All right. Maybe.
Have fun and have fun running and see you soon. Yeah. All right. Listener question. This one's from Ricky, actually from Emily Nicole. Hey, BOGP crew. I'm a first year teacher from St. Louis. And I listen to your podcast every morning on the way to work and my runs. You got to tell me where you teach, because I have lots of teacher friends all spread out that have survived so far in St. Louis. Some of us haven't. Some of us chickened out and bailed. But hang in there. She's in a first year teacher right before Christmas.
Yep.
Emily Nicole is frazzled right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me just tell you, hang in there. You're going to make it. You just got to make it to Christmas. You just got to make it to Thanksgiving, then Christmas. Then you get to recharge. You'll make it. All right, anyway, my boyfriend and I are planning another trip in the summer of 2021. We just went this past May and did not plan. When do you suggest we start getting into the nitty-gritty of planning? This will also be the year we celebrate our 12-year anniversary of being together. Where do you suggest we stay on the resort? Thanks for your help, Emily Nicole. All right, first of all, let me just tell you, you can start booking 2021 packages. Actually, I'm already getting inquiries, which is pretty cool. I love it because there's excitement. Probably like early June of 2020. So next early summer. So once the school year ends, then you can, you know, take your next job, which will be planning your 2021 trip. It works out great for teachers. So that's when you can start getting into it. Really what y'all you want to do is book your hotel right away. And then, you know, from there, then you can do, you know, start thinking about ADRs and stuff like that. You'll have plenty of time, but you want to get your hotel because that's the only finite you know, thing you're looking for. They don't run out of tickets. They don't run out of dining plans, but they do run out of hotel rooms in certain resorts. So do that right away, summer, and just listen to the show. We'll definitely let you know when that happens. 12 years being together, where do you suggest they stay?
Ooh, that's tough.
Is this romantic?
I know. Is this romantic? I mean, of course, that depends on budget, but I do like Riverside as an option because it just feels so romantic. So I'm gonna go with the moderate. I'm gonna go with Riverside.
Yeah, or French Quarter even.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good choice too.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So have fun. You know, any hotel on site is awesome. I mean, Pop Century is great. I mean,
exactly. You don't have romantic to spend a lot of money. Is what you make of it, right,
it
Mike?
Is, totally.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
go out by the potato heads and kiss each other. Who knows?
Yes.
Anyway. All right. Next question says, the most wonderful time of the year. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. My husband and I will be taking our soon-to-be 5-year-old daughter for a quick 4-night trip to Walt Disney World for her birthday and to begin our holiday celebrating at Mickey's Very Merry. We were able to take her for her first trip back in April, and it was truly magical, hence us returning within the same year. So to share with your listeners, it's never too early to take your little ones. That's cool. My question has to do with the most wonderful time of the year. Football season. Oh, no, they're good. I just scan ahead there because of the Tua injury. Okay. We will be staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge the first week of December, which happens to be the same weekend as, you should know this being from Atlanta, the SEC championship game.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that thing.
She says, being an avid LSU Tiger fan.
Got it.
We're going to need to find a place to watch the game. Obviously, heading back to our room is an option. But we, you know, that's so funny to me because LSU fans could not watch the game by themselves. They're crazy. LSU fans are crazy in a good way. But I'm just saying, like, LSU fans are not quiet. They're like wild. I love LSU fans. I don't know if I'd ever go to Death Valley for a game because I'd be scared for my life as a Mizzou Tiger fan. But that's anyway, back to the question. Obviously, let's see. But they're going to be in the Magic Kingdom that day. And I'd rather not go all the way back to Animal Kingdom Lodge if I don't have to. Plus, here it is. I'd much prefer to have a more fun atmosphere if I can find one, which means she wants to taunt the other team's fans.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
My question is, are there any lounges or kid-friendly places in the Magic Kingdom or in one of the Magic Kingdom resorts that we could run over to watch the game and then head back to the park after? Many people have suggested ESPN Grill, but I'm 100% sold on that. Any suggestions? You know what? I've watched football at the Tambu Lounge because it's like there's a couple big TVs kind of in the corner. And it's open. That's a place you could go. I'm trying to think like a good lounge. Because if you tell them to turn it on, they'll turn on. Maybe Geyser Point.
I was going to say a territory lounge over at Wilderness Lodge, maybe. Yeah.
Or Geyser Point.
Or Geyser Point, yeah. Somebody suggested Rick's sports bar at Coronado, which is a good option as well. Although not near the Magic Kingdom, of course, but it is a sports bar.
Yeah, that'd be a good place if you want to leave. Yeah, that's a good place. I've watched ball there. Yeah, but I would say just go to any of the deluxe monorail. I probably wouldn't go Grand Floridian. I don't think there'd be a lot going on there. But I'd go to Geyser Point, Territory Lodge, or Tambu.
Yeah, I think those are good choices. I don't know if there's anywhere at the Contemporary.
Nah, not really. The Wave, but I mean, there's like a lounge there, but not a very good atmosphere for football.
I don't know. Do they have TVs there?
I think they do by the bar, but not big ones.
Yeah.
I'm sure there won't be any gold and purple that weekend at Walt Disney World. I'm sure. It's just totally unrelated. Second question, if you've got the time. Hey, we've got the time. You've got the money. Here we go. My brother is my WDW aficionado that helps me plan my trips. He mentioned last time he traveled down for Christmas, he happened to catch some carolers in the Wilderness Lodge lobby, and it was truly magical. We weren't sure if this was a Disney official event or if these were just some carolers that he happened to stumble upon. It was like a flash mob, carolers. We're going to sing.
Maybe.
Silent night. Sing it. Run before we get caught. Anyway, we felt it might be an official thing because he saw them in multiple places in resorts. They just hopped around and did stuff. Could you give me some insight into this and how I might be able to track them down during our stay? As always, thanks so much for your knowledge and guidance in making our trips the most magical and organized experience ever. I appreciate and love the podcast, especially to hold me over between trips. Hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season, and go Tigers, Chris. And it's GEAUX for all those not focused here. Thanks, Kristen, and go Tigers, MIZ. Even though we're struggling, we're really struggling. So are these official people, or are they just like folks that are just like, let's all get together and we're going to meet at 7:12 in the lobby at the Wilderness Lodge, and it's silent night on 5. Let's go.
I mean, okay. It could be unofficial.
That's something we would totally do.
It's something people would totally do. That's exactly right. I've been at Wilderness Lodge on Christmas, or right around Christmas, and I have never seen carolers. That doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have them. I just may have missed them. But I don't know that they would have them any other time besides like Christmas Day or something around that time period, because they usually try to add extra entertainment like on Christmas Day, you know, for guests, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So that would be my only thing, is I would think that they are only there for that time period if they're there. And I would ask the front desk kind of what activities they have going on and if there are carolers, because they would be able to point you in the right direction. I don't think that they would have them any other time. And if they did, they would probably be unofficial. But that's just a guess by my
Nothing worse than unofficial carolers. Heads up.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
That's cool, though. All right. Chance has a question. He says, Magic Band question. With the holidays coming up, do you think Disney may add more upcharged Magic Bands to their inventory? There are a few more there today than when I checked a while ago. Do you think I should get them ordered now in time for Christmas, or should I wait until the holiday season is in full swing in hopes there are more options for Magic Bands? Chance. You know what? They have slap bracelet Magic Bands. What? That's pretty cool.
They do. They look awesome. Yeah. As far as the Magic Bands go, here's the deal. The pay Magic Bands, the ones that cost you $10 to upgrade to, they tend to sell out of them rather quickly. So if there's one that you see that you like,
jump on it.
Yeah. I can't guarantee that it will be back. I can't guarantee, like, if it runs out, I can't guarantee that it will, you know, they'll add more. I can't guarantee that they'll add other options. It's just, it's one of those things where I think it's way more successful than they thought it would be. And they're having a hard time kind of keeping it, stocked. Mm-hmm. So if you see one, I say get it. If it's one that you can't live without.
When they first started doing those, I was the only person in the Spiral Galaxy, the Milky Way, that got mine. You know,
yeah.
Everybody was bitter at me. I was getting death threats because I got my custom Magic Bands.
Right, exactly. So yeah, I still see that they have trouble with it. So they only have like a select number of Magic Band options available. And it's not a lot. It's like a small handful. So, yeah, if you see one you like, I would jump on it ASAP.
All right, Lindsay Ray here live in our Facebook chat, and we record live on Mondays, usually around 5:45 Eastern. Come on in for the fun. We love all the snarky comments and all the great helpful advice as well. It's equally distributed most weeks. She says, we'll be getting to Walt Disney World the last day of Festival of the Arts in Epcot in February. We've never been and really want to check it out. Think it'll be worth it on the last day. Do they close things down early? I don't think they do that at Walt Disney World.
No, go. It's not the like best the carnival. Event ever. I love it. Go. Go to the park. I promise. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be fun.
What's your favorite thing? Now, don't start doing 17 things like Stacey. Like, give two things.
You like I do love the food.
Food. That's what I'm saying. The food's so good.
The food booths are so, so, so good. Gosh. And I love
watching the people like paint on the blacktop, like the 3D paintings. Those were amazing.
That's really cool. I love the feel of the park. Like it just it feels so creative, which is such a weird sentence to say, but you just really feel the creative juices going through the park that time period, because you see people painting everywhere, you see artwork everywhere, you see people selling it everywhere. I feel like the creative juices are really flowing that time of year, so I like that.
It is dark, and my neighbor is now cutting the grass, which had snow on the ground 2 days ago, right outside my window.
That's good news. I can't hear it, so hopefully everybody else
He's like, that guy's podcasting. I'm going to cut the grass in the dark where it was just snowy.
I mean, it is dark, so I don't know why he would be cutting the grass now. That's weird.
Knock it off, buddy. Anyway, let's get back to the questions. Jennifer, she's in the Westplex right where I am. Maybe it's Jennifer out cutting her grass. I don't know. Let's see. Do you think Galaxy's Edge boarding pass will be in effect for Rise opening weekend? I've got an Oga's reservation. I really don't want, but holding on to it just in case. I think she's playing it just right. We just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Honestly, we really don't know. You know, that's the hard part is if it's opening weekend, you know, maybe by Sunday we might have a better idea. But if they're going on, you know, Friday or Saturday. Wait, does it open Saturday? When is the 5th?
I don't know.
That's Saturday, I think, right? Hold on.
It's the 5th.
Oh, the 5th. The 5th is Thursday. If you're going like Friday or Saturday, I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging to know.
And I think locals are going to come out over the weekend, so I'd hang on to it just in case. I think it might get nuts. We've been waiting for that forever.
It might be. It's Rise of the Resistance. It's supposed to be the best attraction Disney's ever done. So
here's hoping.
People are on the hype train. Let's hope the hype train is correct.
So, all right, next question from the inbox from Jennifer. Hey, again. So we'll be checking into Animal Kingdom on Tuesday. We wanted to order a few things from Prime now, like water, diapers, snacks. When should we put in the order? I've never used them before for this type of thing. Thanks in advance, Jennifer. So again, what I do with Prime Now, she's asking, Prime Now. So Prime Now, we don't have Prime Now in St. Louis. So it's like, I love it in Orlando. It's the service that you can get it like stuff delivered in like 2 hours. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah. So I put everything in my cart, like on my app, on my phone. Like, you know, I can do it on the plane. I do it, you know, the night before we leave, whatever. You can do it whenever and just leave it in your cart. Then I typically throw that in around when the plane lands, like on Magical Express, I'll do it. And then it usually gives me a window of a couple hours later and boom, it's right there. That's what I usually do. Now, if you get in late in the evening, so I've heard we had a guest on Monday that spoke about, he had a tip that they arrived like later, like 7 o'clock at night. Well, his stuff didn't get to come until the next day because, you know, they didn't usually arrive late in the evening. They're usually morning arrivers, but this time they got there late. And so we had to wait till the next morning. So they had to go that first night without their stuff. So if you're getting there late, you know, you might want to do that. Because the thing is, like, if it arrives, you don't have to be there. They just give it to Bell Services. You go down and pick it up. So whenever. It's not that big a deal. So, you can order whenever. But I usually just do it, like, when I'm on Magical Express, gives me something to do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right. How about a question?
I've never used it, so I can't really say one way or another.
Dude, I use it like nobody's business. I love it.
Yeah. So.
All right. It's a good question for you because you just got back from the Christmas party. It's a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party question. It is from Amanda. She's 1,041 miles away from the magic. Hey, Mike and the BOGP team. My husband and I are out of state annual pass holders, but are attending our very first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on November 11th. Oh, hope you had a good time.
We missed it. Sorry.
Our original plan was to ride the attractions with holiday overlays, watch the fireworks, and then see the second parade on Main Street. After hearing about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party experience, it had me second guessing our strategy. We are attending this party to get the most out of the holiday experience since we can ride regular attractions on other trips. How do you recommend tackling the evenings to get the most out of the event without having to reserve your viewing spot hours beforehand? Thanks in advance, Amanda. So I thought this was a good one because you were just at the party. So
I was.
You were at the Halloween party, now the Christmas party. So give some good thoughts.
So I don't want to talk too much about the Christmas party because I figure we'll probably talk about it on Friday. But as far as like the strategy that I used for this party, I did the exact same thing. So I did the first parade, and then I got a spot about a half an hour before. And then I did the fireworks. We did the treats or the cookies all around a little bit before and a little bit after the parade. So we stopped at all the cookie spots. And then after that, we did some rides. And I didn't really catch the evening show because I didn't really want to see Clarabelle Cow sing "All I Want for Christmas Is You." So
okay, Clarabelle Cow. I don't even understand the Clarabelle Cow thing. She's like,
I don't get it. But anyway, so that's kind of the plan of attack that we did. And I found that, again, it worked out very well. Disney did recommend, again, via the app that people see the second parade. I did not go over to see the parade route for the second parade, so I don't know how busy it was. But it seemed to work out fine for me. So I think a lot of people are going to that second parade, and now they're skipping the first.
You need to send me one of those cookies. You had so many cookies left over. I need one.
I did, and I will tell that story.
Okay, I'm just saying, because
on Friday,
yeah. A lot of cooks. So. All right, last question of the day. It says, my first marathon weekend 2020. It's from Stephanie. And it says, hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I'm a big fan of the show who found this podcast as a suggestion from someone in a Run Disney Facebook group. I love listening to you guys on all my runs. Well, good job, Stephanie. And this is crunch time, man. I hope we're running right with you. Left, right, left, right, left, right. You're at 13.2 miles. Good job. Just kidding. I am running my first marathon in January. She says, yay. And I was planning to stay at French Quarter because I've always wanted to stay there, but never have. I've run several half marathons, including a few at Disney. And so I thought the smaller resort with less walking would be good for my legs. Roger that. But I saw the Gift of Magic offer, and I can stay at Coronado for about $250 less for the same 3-night trip. And you all have said so many great things about that resort lately, and I've never stayed there either. I do visit the parks about once or twice a year, so I may get to French Quarter or Coronado in the future, but I was just wondering your opinion for this trip. Just so you have the full picture, I'll be traveling with my husband, who is not a huge Disney fan, our 14-year-old daughter, who loves Disney like me, and our 2-year-old daughter, who has never been to Disney. Also, if you have time, your thoughts on the dining plan for us. I'm a vegetarian, and my daughters don't eat much outside of the chicken tenders and fruit, but my husband loves to eat. Look at that. That's how you win them over to the Disney thing. Check out the restaurant. We are both teachers, so value is important to us, but I also love the idea of the trip being as all-inclusive as possible. Basically, I want this to be easy. It's my first marathon, my toddler's first trip, and my husband can be grumpy. Thank you again
for
your
insight. Can't they all?
Yeah. I know. Tell them I can be grumpy. Stephanie. Everybody knows. You've seen me grumpy. Everybody's seen me grumpy now.
Yes, definitely.
If I don't eat or if I get tired, I get grumpy. Sorry. I apologize in advance because marathon weekend, I will be grumpy at some point. I get tired.
You will be.
I would say go to Coronado if you can save $250. Right there, that's a good start. Coronado's awesome. French Quarter's great too, but I mean, I would say Coronado's at least as nice as French Quarter, probably nicer with all the renovations, and you're saving money. Yeah. And I mean, you're not going to save that many steps, honestly, whatever. You know, I mean, you're going to be walking around all over the place. French Quarter is nice, the one bus stop, but I would do Coronado. You too? That's what I would say.
I think so. Yeah, I think I'd do. I'd save the $250 and do Coronado. I think that's a really good choice.
And with the dining plan, I mean, that's my biggest selling point is that it is kind of like an all-inclusive, like cruise type experience. I like that. That's why I get it. The 2-year-old daughter is not going to be on the plan, so she will eat off your plate, or you can order a la carte for her, but you won't be charged for her. It'll just be yourself, your husband, and your daughter. Vegetarian, you'll still get some great meals. You know, even, you know, they're not, it's not like you're getting cheaper meals, you know, if you're paying out of pocket. My biggest thing is if you can use all your credits, yes, go for it. But if you're not going to use all your entitlements, don't. That's kind of what it boils down to, especially if you're looking for all inclusive. And
I think the vegetarian thing throws something off, because in order to get the best value for the Disney Dining Plan, you kind of have to eat meat, I feel like, because the options for vegetarians are priced much cheaper. So that's why I say that. Now, if you plan on getting an alcoholic beverage with your meal, then I would maybe suggest getting the dining plan, because you can get alcoholic beverages with the Disney Dining Plan. So even if you're vegetarian, but you plan on drinking something, I think then it kind of evens out a little bit better. So if you don't plan on drinking anything, then it maybe doesn't. And then as for the kiddos, I mean, yeah, the two-year-old is free, so that part's nice. But if your other one only eats like chicken fingers and stuff like that, again, I don't know if the value is there. I would maybe personally just put money down for a gift card and then use that to pay for my food. But that's just me. I feel like that might be a better option for you guys. But you may need to just sit down and do the math on it, which I know is a terrible thing to have to say to somebody. Do the math.
But you don't have to do like a spreadsheet. You can just glance and estimate you can
do an overview of it. But yeah, the other thing is, if you are planning to do character meals or a number of character meals, then yes, I would absolutely do the dining plan. It's just really you're gonna have to do the math to figure out what your plan is and then go from there.
Yeah, buffets and character meals, dining plan, because they're expensive.
Yeah, it's absolutely expensive. It's because of the dining plan that they're so expensive, by the way.
I agree. Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for the great questions in the inbox. Send those to Mike at brguestpodcast.com or drop by as we record live on Facebook on our Facebook page, facebook.com/brguestpodcast on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, what are we reading about this week on Theme Park News, Disney Edition?
Well, we are reading about something that I got to personally do. So the Ron John Surf Shop is now open at Disney Springs. Woo-hoo. So, yay! So if you are wanting any surfing kind of apparel or swimming stuff or...
The sticker for the back of your car. For a while, everybody had that sticker on the back of their car.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Or beach type gear or just anything along those lines. They are going to have it for you here at the shop. The cool thing is they did have Ron John shirts that said Disney Springs on them, which I thought was really cool.
That's cool.
So it's located right next to the Lime Garage. It's actually two stories, which I was really surprised about as well.
It's like the one in Cocoa Beach. It's like that too.
Not a lot of shops are two stories at Disney Springs, so I was especially like in that kind of location. So I was really surprised to see that it was two stories. But yeah, they had a lot of great stuff. It looked like a really nice, clean store. So I really liked it. I thought it was a nice addition. So if you are looking for anything along those lines, head to the new Ron John Surf Shop.
That place cracks me up because we used to always go to the beach, Cocoa Beach, like when we used to drive, when Paige was younger.
Yeah.
We'd always do a beach day and go over and hang out at Cocoa Beach and eat it, fish lips or like that. And the thing is, I'm from Missouri, okay, so but I would go in Cocoa Beach Surf Company and Ron John's, which were next door to each other, these gigantic stores, all about surfing. And I all of a sudden I want to buy a surfboard. I'm never gonna surf. Seriously, what am I gonna use a surfboard? I don't need surfing equipment, yet I'm on vacation. I want to buy a surfboard. So weird.
Right. Yes, that makes complete sense.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are going to walk out with a longboard.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they sold them there or not, but I think they might have. So, yeah.
Anyway, so check out this other great news that you need to know so you can safeguard your pocketbook. It's a great free app, Theme Park News Disney Edition, free iOS app. Grab it today over at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget the holidays are starting, and we appreciate your support with all those Amazon purchases. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a small commission on every purchase, and it helps support everything we do throughout the year. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Also, just to throw in, we do have our shirts because the holiday season is coming up. If you want to buy something for someone who likes our show,
it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. They are going to have some Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. So just kind of keep that in mind in the back of your head. If you're looking for a shirt, you can go to the BRS podcast website and there'll be a link there. I'm sure I'll also share a link on Facebook and other places. So just kind of look it out. It's our TeePublic store. So If you'd like to support the podcast and show your support out in the world, we would greatly appreciate that too.
Totally. So. And if you wear something to the parks, send us a picture. We'll put it on
social media. Yeah, please send us a picture. I want to post it. So that would be awesome.
And we'll share those TeePublic discount codes and all that stuff on the Facebook page. So all the sales will be starting. It's great. Actually, they already started a lot of them.
So. I love my magnet that's on the back of my car, by the way. I love it. It's Sweet. So cute. It looks so good. So,
All right. Don't forget, subscribe to the show wherever you listen. That helps us out a lot. Please hit subscribe. Check us out on the Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And heads up, this Sunday night I might do a live call-in show because next Wednesday is when I usually record Wednesday nights when I record the Monday shows. And I might be out celebrating at like Texas Roadhouse or something, you know, or maybe I'll even go up to Las Fuentes. I'll leave St. Charles
there you go.
Have to do that. So Sunday night we might do a live call-in show. So just keep your schedule open around 7 o'clock Eastern or no, 8 o'clock Eastern. Watch Facebook and Twitter. I'll let you know. Who knows? I might not even do it, but I'd love to have, I've been dying to do a call-in show. So there's a lot to talk about. So stand by for that. All right. We're going to get back together again on Friday. Ricky's going to share her trip down to Walt Disney World. Lots of stuff she did this past weekend. So until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. It's time to get back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.